Today's opening theme music is from Chariots of Fire. Plus, it was used extensively at the 2012 Olympic Games in London. Thanks for dialing in this morning. And can you just picture our host, Mr. Richard Dolan, running down the beach in his white athletic uniform? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our champion, Mr. Richard Dolan. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Russ. And I tell you, last time I saw anybody running down a beach, it was I was at a European beach party, and all I saw were Speedos and other items that I just cannot discuss this early in the morning. But gosh, what a great way to start a wonderful morning.
And for people on the West Coast who have just eaten breakfast, thank you for that.
You're absolutely right. But Speedos are alive and well, I must tell you, especially in Europe.
Then they can stay there.
Absolutely. Well, Russ, it's amazing. We've endured an incredible year of rain mass recalls, and I've got to say that you and I have had the opportunity to build such a fantastic relationship. You have really truly been a great friend and someone I've understood that you never can take for granted what you can learn from just about anybody. And I've learned plenty from you. I've really enjoyed the process of you producing these calls and making them available to the membership and our friends across the country and around the world. And I just want to take this opportunity to say, hey, thanks for being such a great stand for people. Thanks for standing for people's education and continued learning. Thanks for making these so brilliant. And I really want you to know that on behalf of everyone on this call, just checking in, and we got hundreds that do, I want to say on their behalf, thank you, Russell. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. When you do what you love and you're having fun with it, it's not an effort at all. So I really appreciate you saying it. You didn't have to say that.
Well, it's important to point out because, you don't need to look too far in history to find any great leader, thought provoker, innovator, or leader who will say, as Abraham Lincoln once said, the better part of one's life consists of his friendships. And I sure know that my role at Rain has grown because of my friendship to you, my friendship with Don, my friendship to Patrick and Ron, Melanie, and even the Reuter family, but each and every one of you on the call. What we have to understand is that we're not really in the relationship business until you realize that in real estate, it is only that it is a relationship business. Whether it is the vendors, the realtors, the appraisers, whether it's the renovation folks or the folks who are going to list your home, stage it, and ready it for resale, whether it's your tenants or property managers, we're not in the real estate business. We're in the real estate relationship business. And just as people, look different in subtle ways or very dramatic ways, their view of the world and the way they behave can differ from you and your view of the world. Isn't that true? Whether it's subtle or even dramatic. So generally, you will be drawn toward those people who are, most similar to you in their beliefs and behaviors and views of what matters in life as you feel most comfortable when surrounded by, like-minded individuals. And that's the barrier, isn't it? When I first met Russell, I didn't really think I'd get much to know him in knowing that we had much in common. He's from Saskatchewan and I'm from Toronto. I've got a ton of hair. He has no hair. He's short. I'm tall. And, I'm tanned. He's white. And we have all these incredible visible subtleties that would say that we're different. But yet, when you look past all those subtleties, you got to say, this guy's got a fervor for education. He's remaining steadfast in providing people a brilliant learning experience. In fact, there's more that we have in common than meets the eye. And I believe that because we chose this game called real estate, we somehow only relate to certain people in this real estate world for those who either have opportunity or will make the opportunity for me easier. Rare is it that we actually look past the exterior and start to dig deep to understand what people really are, what makes them tick, and what we truly do share in common. You see, friends, you will attract people like yourself, but it is also important to spend time with people who have views that differ from your own. They will bring you a wider perspective on the world, and they will help you provide you with new insights into many of the situations you might find yourself in. Just for example, and I don't mean to assign you some homework now, but this is some pre-work. Let me frame your mind. Right now, think about five people with whom you get on real brilliantly with, right? Just take that for example. Just five. Think about them right now. In fact, even hone in on one. Hone in on the one of the five, the person that really comes to mind that you really get along with brilliantly, that when you have time together, time just does not seem to, in fact, stand still. It breezes by. You started a conversation with them Thursday night, and all of a sudden, it's Friday morning. What do you have in common with these people? Ask yourself that. What values do you share with these people? Take note of that. What beliefs do you hold that are similar? What do you enjoy doing with these people? And how do you feel when you're with these people? You want to take inventory of that. Why? Because whatever that is, all those answers, those are the same experiences that you'd want to have with anybody else. You see, Russ and I got to know each other about a year ago. But today, we can enjoy more time because we share much more in common than ever before. And you want to know why? Because we put the time in. We did the work that was required to get related. You see, there's relationships you don't choose in life. And if you don't, those are the type of relationships that will hurt you on your journey. You know, there are also those people with whom you perhaps wouldn't choose to associate yourself with, but with whom you are forced into regular contact because you work with them, or you got to get deals done with them, or they lend you money for the homes that you got, or you might find yourself in social situations with them. Sometimes this kind of relationship can even exist with family members. Now, just because you are related by blood doesn't mean you'll see life in the same way and get along with them, whether your parents, siblings, or even relatives. You see, friends, relationships, I'll say that in English, relationships that are positive can make you feel great, nourish your soul, and give you energy for life. Relationships that are more challenging, though, can take up a lot of your mental time and space and can zap your energy and enthusiasm. The key to successful relationships is to seek out more of those that nourish you and to limit the contact you have with those who drain your energy or minimize the effects to allow you these people to have upon you. To help you do this, it's useful to understand the undercurrents of these relationships a little bit more deeply. And that's exactly why Russ and I get along. You see, in that time that we've gotten to know each other, in our journey of providing these Rain Mastery calls, I've learned who he is. I know what makes him tick. He's not just a father of three with a beautiful bride, which today confuses me as to what she sees in him. But I would joke only, Russell. Of course, I see exactly what she sees in you. Kareen is smart. You see, I've learned who this man is. I've learned who he has become, and I know what he's going to be. And that takes time. That takes patience. And oftentimes, friends, we don't take the time to understand who people want to be and given who they are. We want to know, who are they going to be to us? What are you going to do for me? When are you going to make me money? When are you going to make my opportunities a reality? When are you going to help me along the way? But the reality is that it's actually the reverse. Let me learn a little bit more about who you are. So in understanding who you are, I get to discover who I will become. So I want you to take a note of this. I want you to write down the names of five people in your life whom you find it actually awkward to get on with them. I want you to write those down. Now, why do you find it awkward to deal with those people? Maybe there's values that have you guys transgress. Maybe which parts of their belief system are at odds with yours? You'll even notice maybe there's some aspects of these characters you find most frustrating, and you want to make notes of those. You see, you want to switch the balance. You want to be able to know that when you are absolutely clear about what it makes some relationships positive for you and others negative, it becomes easier to deal with the negatives. You see, if you take the time to analyze the beliefs and the values and the needs and the priorities of other people, you will understand their motivation for their behavior. Whether you agree with their view of the world or not, the more you understand it and understand how it differs from your view of the world, the easier it will be for you to make a decision on whether you simply don't want to associate with this person any longer or not. And it's only there you get to take power back as to the people you surround yourself with and the people you choose not to surround yourself with. Now, you see, in many cases, opposites do attract and can lead to a lasting and close relationship. Being aware, though, of what you have in common with others or what you don't have in common with them at the earliest possible stage will ensure that your relationships are on the right footing from the outset. So what I'm asking you to do right now is to consider this as I wind this chat down. Update your relationships. You see, circumstances change, people change, and everyone develops and evolves over time. So it's important to make sure you review your relationships regularly. You already understand the importance of updating your beliefs. We just chatted about that. Your priorities and even your wardrobe needs updating, yeah? Similarly, you must update the company you keep to guarantee that you are supported in your aims and in life, also to make sure that the people who you have relationships with are getting the support they need too. Stale relationships do not benefit anybody, so you must keep to working on refreshing those relationships, communicating and doing more of the things you enjoy together. At any time, you may wish to change the dynamics of a relationship by altering the frequency with which you see someone or the circumstances under which you meet them. So be aware that if you set out to change the dynamics of a relationship, the other person must be happy with the changes. If they're not, they will resist and try to keep the relationships on the same footing, which may lead, well, back to more tension. So what you want to do is this. I want you to write down the top three relationships that you really feel that you need to update and refresh in. Three people that you know are important to you in your life for whatever reasons that are important to you and your life. three people. And what I want you to do is by the end of this week, commit to yourself that you are going to reach out, reconnect, and refire. Reach out, reconnect, and refire with those relationships. Just touch base. Now, I'm not talking send them a text message. I'm not talking about having you send them an email. I want you to call them. Call them and say, hey, John, it's Richard here. You were on my mind of late, and I just want you to know that you were important in my life, and I just want to reconnect because I want to refire where our relationship's at. So tell me more about you. Where are you at right now? How's it going? Just do that. Refire and reconnect with three relationships by Friday. And what I want you to watch out for is how quickly you will reignite not just the flame of those relationships, but their curiosity for what you're doing in real estate and in life. So there you have it. A chance for you to go out there, refresh in, reconnect, refire with some relationships. Because I'll tell you something, I got myself a new best friend, which is Russell Westcott. And I'll tell you, if I did not enter the relationship with my eyes wide open, I wouldn't be a proud friend of his. So go out there and refire three of yours. Russ, back to you.
Wow, Rich, the bromance is really strong in this call today.
The bromance. That's true. Don't tell anybody. I hope we've cut people off at this particular time and they haven't heard this.
I know my wife always bugs me when you're in town that I always put on a nice shirt and I want to and stuff like that. So so to look good, you know, because when I'm in your presence, honestly, Rich, I want to be a better person. So that's I want to look better and look sharper. And my wife likes how I smell and all that kind of fun stuff. So she teases me.
Well, listen, I have nothing to do with the way you smell, but I do want to take full responsibility for upping the game. Because, listen, folks, at the end of the day, and Russ, you are big, 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 big evidence of this fact, is that when you start to surround yourself with people who live in a world to upgrade and elevate their benchmark, everyone around them wants to live up to and through it. And so you, my friend, because I sense the fact that you've got a crispy white shirt on and you do smell particularly pleasant, that I, too, strive to make sure that I'm living up and into the expectations that I set for myself around. So all of a sudden, we become the law of average, right? We all begin to acclimatize to the higher norm. And you know what? That's not so bad. If we're going to become better, especially smelling better, I'll take it.
I hear you. What a wonderful message today. Updating your relationships, updating the company you keep, seek out relationships that nurture you, and we are in the real estate relationship business. What a powerful message today. Thank you very much, Richard.
Thank you very much, Russ.
And thank you for your commitment, Rain Partners, and your commitment to your success for your future. If you have any questions, there are experts standing by to help you. Please call the office at 1-888-824-7346 if you need any, and I mean any, help. I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, signing off, wishing you a masterful week. Bye for now.